Some 27,000 homeless students went to public school in Washington last year, according to numbers released by the state superintendent's office. That's up 5% over the year before. In the past, increases have been explained by school districts getting better at counting. But spokesman Nathan Olson says this time, it looks like there just really are more homeless students here.
The data collection is fine now. People know about this. The homeless liaisons that every district has know about this. It's not an issue. The issue really is the economy right now.
The state gets nearly $1 million from the federal government to serve homeless students. That can include tutoring, supplies, or what's often the biggest expense, transportation. Chet Harum oversees homeless student services at Wenatchee School District, which serves more than 500 homeless kids. He says the district moves mountains to get them to school.
Yeah, we use our school buses. We use taxis. We do actually have a special bus that actually routes around for all of our homeless families that pick up in different areas and make sure that these kids are taken care of.
Harum says the services available in Wenatchee, including at the schools, are drawing homeless families from around the region. Seattle schools reported the most homeless students, with nearly 1,900. It's followed by Tacoma and Spokane. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.